Now, the Hezbollah resistance movement has criticized the U.S. for hampering a deal to evacuate Daesh terrorists and their families from the Lebanese-Syrian border over to eastern Syria. Hezbollah says U.S. warplanes pounded the road to Deir ez-Zor to prevent the convoy from reaching the Daesh-held town of Abu Kamal on the Iraqi border. Hezbollah also says the majority of the 17-bus convoy has crossed the Syrian government-controlled territory. Now, under a ceasefire deal, about 300 terrorists and their families were allowed to evacuate the Syrian-Lebanese border after a week-long offensive there. However, the deal has been criticized by the U.S. and some government officials in Iraq, as the terrorists are now being transferred close to the Iraqi border. Joining us now out of Cincinnati is Brad Blankenship, journalist at Al Masdar News. Hello, Mr. Blankenship, and thanks for joining us. And now, you know, I mean, a lot of people would think that the U.S., its foreign policy, its military interventionists, it created this monster. So maybe it's time the U.S. tries to get out of the driver's seat and let other people who are actually on the ground battling these terrorists and not from the sky, you know, play out their narrative for a change.
Well, that's absolutely right. And I think we have to look at how the terrorists were emboldened on the Lebanese-Syrian border. When you look, the first terrorists that were there were al-Qaeda affiliates, and then ISIS came in later. And we have to understand that this area that they're occupying is a very treacherous landscape. I mean, there's mountains everywhere. That is why they were able to hold up for so long and use the local population as human shields. And you're absolutely right that we should let the people on the ground play this out. I mean, it was Hezbollah themselves which have been instrumental in helping people who were kidnapped on the border by al-Qaeda and ISIS. In fact, a frequent guest on your program, Senator Richard Black, that's actually what he wrote his letter to Bashar al-Assad about, was the Christians on the Lebanese-Syrian border being saved. And I actually interviewed him and talked about Hezbollah's role with that. And it was absolutely instrumental. And he was very fond of that as well. And again, with what I was talking about, with them being holed up in the mountains in these towns, they're going to the Syrian-Iraqi border essentially to lose. I mean, you know, the territory of ISIS is shrinking at this point, and so they're going to the Iraqi-Syrian border to lose. I mean, they're not going to be able to hold up. That's absolutely the point. Yeah,
and
absolutely.
And regardless of who you are, what you want out of this, of course, Iraq doesn't want them on the border. Neither does Lebanon. Neither does Jordan. Nobody does, right? But neither does Syria want them on their own soil. But wouldn't the most logical thing be to get them all concentrated in one point for that ultimate battle?
Yeah, no, that's absolutely correct. And I think we should give some credit to the U.S. for actually bombing ISIS in Deir ez-Zor and not accidentally bombing the Syrian army once again.
Thanks for joining us, Brad, out of Cincinnati, Ohio, with your input. Journalists at Al Masdar News.